something that happens to me fairly often is that I take it as the universe making puns. I can be reading a book in an airport, and the moment that I read the word Hawaii, the people sitting across the aisle from me say the word Hawaii. That sort of stuff happens to me all the time. Or I will be thinking about something I never think about, the Boer War. And then that evening, I will see a reference to the Boer War. And I recognize that there's confirmation bias. I don't think about the times that doesn't happen. But this still happens to me really often. And I think, you know, I wrote about this in Dreams, and I think that this is something to which we don't pay enough attention, because I think that the world is speaking to us. One of my favorite lines anywhere in any of my books is from A Language Older Than Words, where I talk about how we misperceive the world, and how I think that if we perceive the world like we perceive dreams, we'd be perceiving the world more accurately. And one of the things I mean by that is, if I see a horse during the daytime, I think, well, it's just a horse. But if I see a horse in a dream, then I think, what does this horse mean? And the entire world is full of meaning in dreams. And I think that the truth is that the entire world is full of meaning in our daylight activities too. It's just that we don't perceive it. And that's not to say that it's significant that I read the word Hawaii at the moment that someone said the word Hawaii. That is just, I think, the universe having fun. But I do believe that it is a richer world to enter if you enter the world, if you recognize that the world is full of meaning. That's not to say, also, that is true, and I fully believe that. But at the same time, I also recognize that one can go too far in that direction, and truly that way lies madness. That I've known some people over the years who felt that they were receiving messages from every license plate that came by, if you could decode. And that is, as with many things, I think that one can take the idea that there is significance in the universe and try to read meaning into every single thing. And it's kind of like Martin Buber in I Am Thou. He talked about how the fundamental relationship in the universe, there are types of relationships that are I, you, and types of relationships that are I, it. And he said, if you only experience the world as I, it, then you're not fully alive. And obviously you're going to objectify everyone by definition. But on the other hand, you cannot perceive the world as I, you in every moment, or existentially you will burn up. Because I can't conceptualize that right now, every person who is listening to this has hobbies, and one of them has an injured toe, and one of them is very unhappy, and one of them is very happy, and one of them is really hungry. You can't walk down the street and enter into an IU relationship with every human you meet, much less every non-human. You can't walk through a forest at every moment attending to every tree. And in fact, that's an interesting thing too, that I was talking to Vine Deloria a couple decades ago, and he was telling me about how much of we're talking about dreams and how different indigenous cosmologies attend to dreams. And at one point I had asked Jeanette Armstrong, the Okanagan writer and Indian, where dreams come from. And she laughed and said, everybody knows the animals give them to us. And then I was talking to Vine Deloria, and he was telling me about how some nation from the southeastern United States, much of their cosmology is about how to keep other beings from impinging upon your consciousness. And I said, well, that seems very different than what Jeanette said. And he just laughed and he said, of course, because we live in different places. And if you live in some place that is really densely populated, someplace like a forest, then much of your cosmology has to be, how can I maintain psychic integrity as I walk through this life where all these beings are hitchhiking into each other all the time and having psychological and psychic relationships with each other. And on the other hand, if you're living in a place that has, that is not so densely forested, then your cosmology is going to be different. And the point is that I think if you open up to the significance of all the universe, well, at the very least, it becomes a very wild ride. And also, I think in order to really live and to be able to see the patterns in these hugely complicated webs, that takes not only the work of a lifetime, but it takes the work of generations of lifetimes of learning to recognize these patterns and passing on these patterns through stories to the next generation until after 10, 20, 30 generations of living in a place, that one's stories will be attuned and one will learn how to navigate that, whatever landscape one lives in, and be able to fully appreciate that symphony that is all of life.